Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Thursday, the 17th of August. This week in Battle Drill Devotionals, we are focusing on encountering Jesus in the storms of life. Today we're reading our passage, Matthew chapter 14 and verses 22 to 36 from the J.B. Phillips paraphrase. Jesus again shows his power over the forces of nature. Directly after this, Jesus insisted on his disciples getting aboard their boat and going on ahead to the other side, while he himself sent the crowds home. And when he had sent them away, he went up the hillside, quite alone, to pray. When it grew late, he was there by himself, while the boat was by now a long way from the shore, at the mercy of the waves, for the wind was dead against them. In the small hours, Jesus went out to them, walking on the water of the lake. When the disciples caught sight of him walking on the water, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and screamed with fear. But at once Jesus spoke to them. "It's all right. It's I, myself. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's really you," said Peter, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come on then," replied Jesus. Peter stepped down from the boat and did walk on the water, making for Jesus. But when he saw the fury of the wind, he panicked and began to sink, calling out, "Lord, save me." At once, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him, saying, "You little faith, what made you lose your nerve like that?" Then, when they were both aboard the boat, the wind dropped. The whole crew came and knelt down before Jesus, crying, "You are indeed the Son of God." When they had crossed over to the other side of the lake, they landed at Gennesaret, and when the men of that place had recognized him, they sent word to the whole surrounding country and brought all the diseased to him. They implored him to let them touch just the edge of his cloak, and all those who did so were cured. Amen. When you look around you, what do you see? A creaking health service? Workers striking? A cost of living crisis? War in Ukraine and elsewhere? Failing health, a shrinking job market, a generation seemingly falling behind in education. Jesus says, "Look at me," instead. Only Peter amongst all the disciples had the faith to step out of the boat. Physics tells us that a grown man could not walk on water, but Peter did. Often we move so quickly to focusing on his sinking that we forget to pause and note. Peter walked on water. So, what went wrong? Peter took his eyes off Jesus. The moment he looked away from Jesus and looked at the circumstances around him, the wind and the waves, he began sinking. When we choose to focus on our circumstances, whatever they are, we start to sink. If you want to walk about the storms of life, you have to fix your eyes on Jesus. Pastor Rick Warren says, "If you look at the world, you'll be distressed. If you look within, you'll be depressed. If you look at Christ, you'll be at rest." Don't panic. Instead, fix your eyes on Jesus for your survival. As you think about these words today, this question may help you go deeper. What helps you focus on Jesus in the storms of life? I hope to see you tomorrow for the last of this week's Battle Drill Devotionals, where we think about being tested by the storms of life and what Jesus might be doing whilst that's happening to us.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.